John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. The John DiBella Show, 73 degrees outside. High temperature of 86 today. It's going to be partly sunny, but some strong storms are headed our way. That'll probably happen after 5 o'clock and take us into this evening. Speaking of this evening and continuing into next weekend, I'm about to tell you something I've never said before. This woman is going to be appearing for 17 shows at Punchline Philadelphia. She's joining us now. It's Taylor Tomlinson. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Doing this night after night in the same spot, it's got to be strange.
I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and I've certainly done runs like this in, like, Vegas, where you go for a week and you have two shows a night, or... You know, back in the day, I did cruise ships for a little while. Like,
okay.
Punchline is doing such a good job of, like, they're outside, they're socially distanced, everyone brings a mask. Like, everybody's doing it so safely that I was like, I will stay in Philadelphia until you kick me out.
We haven't spoken to you in a while. How has quarantine life been going for you?
Oh, you know, I mean, it's great. I love working out at home and getting noise complaints from my neighbors while I'm just trying to be healthy. Like, there are so many YouTube workout videos, and there are none directly marketed towards people who have neighbors who are jerks. Like, at the beginning of quarantine, I was getting noise complaints from the woman who lives downstairs, and my building manager's like, she's complaining that there's, like, a lot of walking. And I was like, what? She's saying it sounds like there's just a lot of activity. And I was like, oh, I'm always traveling on the road. This woman's not used to having someone living above her. She got used to an empty apartment, and now there's someone in it actually utilizing the space.
Well, what do your workouts consist of, though?
Now I'm just, like, crying real hard. Like, that's an ab workout right there. Just the heaving sobs of where's my life going? What does the future hold?
How's the dating situation going for you?
You know, I have a lot of friends who are dating during this time, and it's all on apps. It always was on apps, but every once in a while you get someone who was like, I just ran into him at Costco. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. You always leave Costco with more than you expect. But now it's like, where are you going to meet someone? The park? Like, and how are you going to know if they're hot? Half their face is covered up with a mask. Like, it just seems like a nightmare out there. So I don't know how I feel about the app, but all my friends are, like, going on FaceTime dates, which kind of sounds amazing, because you can just, first off, all you have to do is try from the waist up. And if you don't vibe with them, you just hang up. I don't know what happened. That's so weird. I don't have service. I'm going through a tunnel in my apartment.
Have you had a bunch of exes reach out and apologize to you as if they want to get back in your life?
I have one ex that I'm friends with, which I don't usually like to do. And then I have another ex, you know, the ex that, like, cheated on you for years and, like, lied to you. Like, I've gotten a few emails from that guy that you're not responding to, but they're just obviously going through it in quarantine, where they're like, I got to get all this stuff off my chest. And I'm like, look, I already hate you. I don't need more reason to drive that home.
Now, in your dating scenario, are you the one who tends to be the one who ends it, or does it get ended on you?
I tend to be the one who ends it.
You just don't know what you want, do you, girl?
You know, I got dumped in college, and I was like, never doing this again. And I don't like this side of it. Although, I had a therapist who told me that when I get close to people, I tend to self-sabotage. And, I mean, I thought that was total BS, so I ghosted her. But, yeah, I tend to be the one who dips out.
Do you get anxious over these relationships? Do you, you know, you have a therapist, obviously. You're dealing with some issues. A comic with a therapist. Who would have thought?
I mean, we should all have them. We really all should. I've been doing Zoom therapy because, you know, no one will see you in person.
Right.
And, oh, man, have you ever done Zoom therapy? Have you ever watched your trauma buffer? Ever watched your Wi-Fi connection struggle under the weight of your emotional baggage? It's a great time. I'm like, yeah, I have a bad relationship with my parents. They don't listen to me. And she's like, I can't hear you. You froze. But I'll see you next week.
That's $120. Thank you.
I actually saw you on Whitney Cummings' Instagram, and it looked like you were feeling pain. What the hell happened?
Oh my gosh, dude. So Whitney obviously has this amazing house, and we were there outside being safe, all got tested, and she goes, we should take pictures, like great pictures in all these cool swimsuits that she has. And there was this little, it's made to put like LaCroix on. It's not for like sitting. It's a footstool at best. Uh-huh. And she goes, stand on this in the pool because it'll look like you're just like floating on the water. And the minute I got on it, it shattered underneath me like a dragon egg. I was like, I still have a scraped bruise down my left leg.
You straight busted your ass.
Dude, I was like, if I can't do comedy anymore, I will sue you. Like, I need to make money somehow.
I look at Whitney as a bigger girl than you, not heavier, taller than you. You could fit in her bathing suit.
She's hotter than me. She's hotter than me. Just say it.
No.
I get it.
That is not where I'm going at all, because here it comes, the expression that every woman hates. You're cute as a button.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what I love to hear. I like that you're asymmetrical. I'm just a really down-to-earth guy who I enjoy soft arms. I don't know what it is. That's my thing. I'm like, yeah, thank you for that.
I just picture her as taller than you. That's all.
She's taller than me a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right. Whew, got myself out of that one.
Nice save. Yeah.
Took him 40 years in radio to figure out how to do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. When the special came out, it's the first time I saw you. I didn't even know you existed. And then watching you after that special popping up everywhere, things are going great for you. And I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't even have a joke for that. That just made me feel great. Thank you so much.
Because I figured because if I said something truthful, what sort of nasty crap you could have come back with this time?
I mean, I feel like you're still trying to make up for the bigger comment.
But it was her who was bigger, not you. Right?
Yeah, more famous. I get it.
No.
Taylor Tomlinson playing 13 shows. She's a deuce 50. Come out and see her.
Taylor Tomlinson is playing 13 shows. There are some tickets left. Maybe they're just going to keep you for the month.
I will stay there as long as they will allow me to. So hopefully we keep adding shows. I mean, granted, at a certain point, I think they have probably other comedians that they would like to perform there.
Oh, screw Jared Freed. He's coming in a week. Stay. Just stay.
Jared Freed's very, very funny. Yeah, I may just move to Philly.
You're welcome to. As a matter of fact, if you move to Philly, I will make an exception and pick you up at the airport.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I don't normally do that, but I'll do it for you because you've got those soft, squishy arms.
Thank you so much. Another thing men always love to say, I don't usually do this. But for you.
Taylor Tomlinson, if you want tickets to the last shows that there are tickets for, go to punchlinephilly.com. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll be able to see you sometime in the future.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.